friendship or love with somebody else, or to have love with somebody else, there are one reason for this commonly. When a person has a friendship with someone, creates friendship with somebody, or has affection with somebody, or love with somebody, the bond of love, affection, friendship, there's a reason for this, for this relationship that is created, that builds. And that is the reason, that is the foundation of that relationship, that initiates that relationship. That is the reason where two opposing people or parties create a link or connection with each other and the love increases. The example I will give is like this, that for example, somebody is passionate about football, the sport football, and he plays football, he likes football, he's got an interest in football. But the other individual also has the same hobby or interest, you can say. And when both have the same common interest and hobby, then their friendship also develops because they have a common interest, a common way of thinking. Somebody likes to play cricket, for example. The other individual likes cricket. Same way. When they have the mutual interest and pastime, then the friendship develops. So the root cause of their friendship was football. And the friendship started, initiated, developed, and the love came in between the two. Or let's take cricket. Both individuals had an interest in cricket. Then they got together, started to discuss, talk, play, etc. Then the love comes in between, the relationship builds, and it goes to a certain situation. And they start talking and chatting. 2-3 hours pass away. They don't get bored. But if there's no common interest, then even it's difficult to sit for even 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And then you make up excuses to depart and get detached. So if we don't have common interest in something, then the friendship will not develop. And if you have the common interest, then that friendship develops. For example, I like the rose flower. The other person also likes the rose flower. Then the friendship will develop. They have a common interest. They can talk about it. I like this. Oh, you like this. I like this as well. And then they start talking and chatting, and the relationship builds. The other interests come in, and thinking and a communication. So this is the initiation of friendship. And then the love develops, the understanding develops, the relationship develops. But there are other friendship types. There's no common interest. There's no cricket common interest, there's no football common interest, there's no common interest of nature, vegetation, or liking certain pastimes or hobbies or love of the world. Rather, in that relationship, there's only one love that is there, and that is the common bond of friendship, the common love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So one individual, he loves Allah, the other individual, he loves Allah, then the friendship develops. And what is this? This is a unique friendship. And the style of this friendship will be unique. Its method will be unique. Its progress will be unique. As long the friendship based on or hinging on the common interest of the flowers will exist as long as the flowers are there. Or the friendship based or hinging on cricket as a common interest will remain as long as the cricket is there. Or football is there. And the relationship which is built based on just due to the relationship, it will continue as long as the relationship is there. Or mercy and love, the relationship built on this will be there as long as the mercy and love is there. But the relationship built and hinging on the love for Allah will stay there forever. Because Allah Ta'ala is everlasting, and so the friendship will be everlasting. Allah is baqi, and this friendship will be baqi. This friendship, other friendships will stay behind. As the dunya moves on, progresses, and things change, then that friendship will change. It will finish because the dunya is finite. It's not infinite. So the friendship will finish. But where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the common denominator between two or more individuals, then that friendship will never end. It will never end. That friendship will continue after death, to qiyamah, to the hereafter, into paradise. Isn't this hadith? That whoever you have a friendship with, whoever you love, you will be with that person in paradise. Subhanallah. Great friendship. Great friendship for the sake of Allah. If you create friendship for the sake of Allah, and between in that friendship, the bond is due to solely for the love of Allah, for Allah Ta'ala's sake. There's no relationship, there's no blood relationship, no giving, no taking, no business, no politics, nothing else. Just there's one reason. What is the common interest of both? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah. Why have you come? Do you have a relationship with me? Why are we assembled here? Do we have a physical link? Do we have a blood relationship link? Or many faces haven't seen the other faces. Our Rabb has assembled us here for what reason? Based on the love for His name. So isn't this a friendship? In other words, we have no connection or contact before this. Maybe we haven't seen each other. We don't know each other. We don't know names. For friendship, you have to do a lot. You have to sacrifice time and effort, give and take, to strengthen the friendship so it doesn't break. Subhanallah. And what a friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala takes us from, He brings us, He creates a link with His name, and He puts the love into our hearts for each other. Aha. Subhanallah. And all other relationships and friendships in the world cannot compare in strength to this. And if you have friendship or relationship for the sake of Allah with someone, you love someone for the sake of Allah. There was an individual, in the hadith it stated, he was on a journey. This individual was on a journey, and he started the journey, and on route, an angel came in the form of a human being. And the angel said to that traveler, "Where are you going? Where are you traveling to?" He said, "I'm going to meet my friend." "Is you going to meet your friend?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Is there a need? Is there a function, an objective to meet your friend?" He said, "No." He said, "Does he have a favor on you that you have to repay the favor?" He said, "No." He said, "Is it?" He said, "You have a relationship from far or close or near or distant or tribe?" "No." He said, "No." "So these three things, there's no link of these factors?" He said, "No." He said, "Why are you going there?" He said, "For the sake of Allah, I have the friendship with this person. For the sake of God, I have love for this person for the sake of Allah, and I am traveling to meet him for this reason." He said, "Is this the reason?" He said, "Okay, let me give you the answer. I am that angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to you. I ask you these questions. And the objective you've given for your journey, Allah ta'ala has stated, based on this objective, I've forgiven that person you're going to meet, and I've forgiven you at the same time." Subhanallah. Ah, this is what you call deep foundation, strength of friendship. What a great friend. What a solid friend. An ongoing friend in which, in between that friendship, the connection is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in a hadith that on the day of judgment, the Hashar, the plane of resurrection, what will be the scenario at that day? That the sun will be so low. It will be so low, close to the earth. It will come so close to the people who are standing on that plane of judgment. And it's stated that it's not in its right form, because at the moment we see the light in the form it is. But it will come into its right form, and it will come very close to the earth where we're standing. And this land that we'll be standing will change. What will it be on the crust of the earth? The earth that we're on now can absorb the heat, but that earth we will be standing on the day of judgment, Allah will make it in a certain way with a certain property that it will not absorb heat. It will heat up from within our feet, beneath our feet. So there will be the sun, the rays and the heat from above, and the heat being reflected off the ground to our bodies. And this time is going to come. We won't be able to stand, my brothers. We're not free after dying. Just like here, we wait for death, don't we? Death's going to come. In the same way, the person in the grave is waiting for the day of judgment, for the plane of resurrection. So life doesn't finish. You think after dying, that's it, end of story. No, no, no. So every individual will be standing, whoever lived, who is living now and who will live. Let's think. There are many waqiyats, many events. This is mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith. This time is going to come very quick for us. Very quick. We will all be standing, all of us, in the heat, the severe heat. And every man will be drowning in his sweat. And the situation of the sweat that we'll be drawing, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in the hadith that some people the sweat will reach to their neck, some people the sweat will reach to their face, to their mouth. According to their deeds, they will be standing in their sweat, some to the knees, some to the waist, some to the necks. MashaAllah, we pray salah, we do good deeds, we recite Quran, we practice sunnah, we do these amal, don't we? These deeds will give us the conclusion on that day. On that day. And the results of our deeds will be shown on that day. And we will see what depth of sweat will we be standing on. And if we walk, the sweat will go with us. If we move, the sweat will go with us. And the sweat will be so hot. The sweat will be so hot. The example is being given that if the situation for that person is that that person, the sweat he will be standing on will be so hot that if one drop of that sweat was to drop onto this earth, then all animals and humans and creation, their minds would melt, their brains would melt. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about the sketch, what will happen on the day of judgment. And from within all those people standing on the plane of resurrection on that day and suffering that pain, and the issues and the anxiety. Allah Ta'ala will give a select group of people coolness and protection and shade beneath His Arshi throne. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day when there will be severity of punishment, that they will be staying within the shade of the coolness of Allah Ta'ala's Arsh. The coolness within the shade of Allah Ta'ala's Arsh. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those people will be those people who for the sake of Allah they created the relationship and the bond of friendship solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. As a Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu said, scholar summit or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, habbat habbani mahbain. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that my love is compulsory, wajib. Look at this point. Allah Ta'ala says, my love is wajib, compulsory on those people who love each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Their love is for the sake of Allah, not for any worldly reason. Their meeting is for the sake of Allah. Their meeting and their connectivity is for the sake of Allah. Their assemblies and gatherings are for the sake of Allah. Their giving and taking is for the sake of Allah. They spend on each other for the sake of Allah. It is stated, such an individual, Allah Ta'ala says, my love is wajib on these people. Wajib on these people. My brothers, this is a big statement, a big point, that we start to love a person or have a connection with a person solely for the sake of Allah. This is a great deed, a weighty deed, a massive deed, that for the sake of Allah, you create a relationship with the people and you love those people or person or persons. It's apparent. It's obvious that when you meet someone for the sake of Allah, and for the sake of Allah, you love that person, and you have a relationship with that person, and Allah's name, Rasulullah, for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, then obviously you'll talk about Allah, you'll do good deeds, your friendship will go towards good deeds, and you'll go far from Jahannam. And you'll speak to each other words that will take you closer to Allah. So this love is so nafi', is so beneficial, is so positive, that we should seek this love. We should seek such relationships and connectivity and connections. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Many people from our pious predecessors sacrificed their time and efforts to create a relationship with people for the sake of Allah. It's stated that if you have a little bit of a company and connection with a person for the sake of Allah, then you become the friend of Allah due to this niyyah. Intention. So it's apparent, obvious, that this is a majlis, a gathering of tazkiyah, purification, dhikr, to gather, assemble for the sake of Allah's dhikr, for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Who are we remembering? Allah. Solely for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. We have no other objective. No other objective. What a great deed. And if we become regular on this, if I think that once in a week, let's go there, dhikr of Allah is taking place, khalis for the sake of Allah, look at the rewards we will attain. Allah's love will be wajib on us. We will attain the shade beneath Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of judgment. Imagine, bit of sacrifice, bit of effort, of time and effort, but while you are there in that gathering, Allah Ta'ala has given great rewards. When you make a niyyah, I will go to this place where there's a gathering of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, I will sit and spend some time there. Upon this action, shaitan and nafs, they will attack us. They will whisper to us in our ears and on our heart, and they will try to deviate us. Shaitan will come in weird forms, in the form of human being. Don't go there. Don't do dhikr. No point. No benefit. And you'll have obstacles put in front of you and whispering and deviation. But keep your eyes on this hadith. How many rewards Allah Ta'ala is giving? Little bit of struggle. You have to oppose your nafs, your base desires, carnal desires. Shaitan, no. I'm going. I'm definitely going to get there. Have courage, make niyyah from the morning. I'm definitely going to go to this gathering, because look at the rewards. Allah is giving masses of rewards, thousands of rewards, uncount. We'll lose count. Is Allah Ta'ala's mercy not enough? Allah Ta'ala's friendship not enough? That if Allah Ta'ala's love is wajib on us, will Allah send us to hellfire? Will Allah Ta'ala punish us? If we create friendship and connectivity with people for the sake of Allah, will Allah Ta'ala punish us? Will He not give us rahmah? He'll give us mercies. In this world there will be afiyah, and in the hereafter there will be afiyah. So the biggest point, what I'm saying, the day of judgment, the plane of resurrection, the severe situation, extreme conditions on that day. And if we attain Allah Ta'ala's protection beneath the shade, beneath His arsh, in the shade of His arsh, coolness. But here we have excuses. Oh, I'm lazy, I don't have time. Oh, I was chatting to someone, I couldn't go there. Make niyyah, all of us brothers, all of us together, collectively, that such a gathering where Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is being done, the speeches conducted about Allah Ta'ala and His deen, definitely make full effort to reach there, because there's nothing there that will give you negativity. Nothing will give you pain. Nothing will give you loss. There's gain upon gain upon gain. There's no bayan or speech or lecture. These few words that I mention and share with you, the time I take from you where we should be doing dhikr, this is just to give you methodology, targhib, encouragement, direction. Rather, otherwise, we don't need a lecture or a speech or a bayan. We should just come and sit and start dhikr straight away in the ideal situation and become immersed in dhikr. But I have to speak and share words and discussion and ahadith so that we can encourage each other, increase salaf. Because this day and age is going further and further away from Rasulullah. In reality, the dhikr gathering is so powerful, it does not need a bayan. It does not need talk. It does not need discussion. As soon as a person starts to do dhikr, he's immersed in dhikr, and the power of dhikr is beneficial for him. And as soon as he departs, his heart is melted and purified, and he himself will make niyyah that inshallah next week I will come again and sit in dhikr and I don't need to hear words. But we're not in that situation. But to increase love and understanding and knowledge, we have these words. So alhamdulillah brothers, increase your love. There's a lot of reward in this, lot of na'afiyah in this world and the hereafter for doing the dhikr of Allah, for assembling for the dhikr of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all this benefit. Do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us love for such an individual is just for the sake of Allah, in which there's no contamination, no mixture for the dunya, just for the sake of Allah, that this is a person who's a friend of Allah, I want to sit with him, I want to learn from him, I want to become like him, solely for the sake of Allah, for the benefit of the akhirah hereafter. And when that love comes, then the enjoyment of that love is great, unique, the taste is beautiful, and then all other love of the dunya comes out of the heart, and this friendship is beautiful, it's unique. When you have a friendship and a connection with a friend of Allah, your whole life will pass, but you will feel every day that it's just today I had the friendship, it's just today that I created this bond of friendship with this friend of Allah. So much enjoyment, so much taste that you will never get bored, never get bored. Every gathering of dhikr, whenever you sit, you will feel that just today this started this friendship. From morning you will sit in dhikr, the whole dhikr gathering. In the evening you'll come again. Oh, I haven't done anything yet. I've just born today. I've just started today. Let's do dhikr again. You'll never tire of doing dhikr because your relationship is for the sake of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.